Anytime we want to thank Kabbalah Kitchikoch HaProtes, we want to thank Kol HaLashim, we want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom himself to be able to be Mezakeh to Rabbah. Especially in Amunah B'Tach. We have a Kedel here. We have a lot of Kedel in Baruch Hashem that are learning Mosar.
Where's the money going?
The money I have, I could have, I saw a gvir, someone who gave me $1,000 last week. I needed money for my B'Tachon weeklies. I owed it, but good. And all week I was like pretty much, you know, I kept davening. I says, Eibishter, I'm going to be in action. I'm waiting for you to give me. I'm not going to anybody. No, sir, not me. I'm not knocking on doors. Forget it. I'm not going to nobody. And I was in action. And I saw somebody who had given me $1,000 and figured, okay, maybe we'll get another $1,000 from him. I says, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to you, Eibishter. You can get me the money. And guess what happened? As I, well, throughout the week, I started getting suddenly somebody, I get $150 in the mail. Somebody sees me in the street. Oh, I want to be part of a Talking Weekly $50 check. So there's $200 right there. Then suddenly, so I'm sitting in my house learning Musa, and suddenly a lady knocks on the door and gives my wife $500 cash. And I said, well, what's going on here? And then met them all. Somebody gives me another $20, $40, whatever it is. And Davad, Mittamo, we have one of our greatest benefactors, gives me $100 cash. And then when he's finished with me, I'm finished with my Vod, somebody gives me, oh, Mendel, I have some money for you. $650 cash, check he gives me. So I have myself more than I'm supposed to get for the week. I'm doing fine. And then someone else just called me now, another $100. I didn't ask for a penny. Didn't ask nobody for one penny. I paid up, what did I, $1,600 like this? Didn't ask for a penny. I'm an action. Action Yatzliach. And here, like I said, I'm brisk. But Grada Navardig is like that also plenty. They believe in that. But all right, they have different shittas. They believe in collecting. That's a big zach. Anyway, the Eibishter helps. Go to Hashem Tzilcha. Shem Tzilcha, Pasha Shemini, I tied it, they're so fragile. Those mafreses pasha. Take a look, I watch them sometimes. How do you stand on a hoof that's split in the middle? You messed up. What did they used to do to you? What did you mess them up for? Chas v'shalom to talk like that. Oh, but what's going on? Take a look, I once watched one of them. They're shaky. Why don't you be like a horse who has a full hoof? He's solid. A solid fed. Did I say this last time? No. A solid fed. As a solid, a good the fed. What is this guy split? And those are the kosher ones. Eat only this, but what's going on? I want a tight up shot. When you're shaky, you're messed up. You're not the way you're not semich. So you gotta be semich on the Eibishter. Cause the normal smicha is where your foot lands. That's the smicha. You don't have a good smicha on the bottom. You're shaky. You're not. That's Klal Yisrael. They're flying all over the place. Klal Yisrael is all over the world. We're shaky. We don't have our own country. We have no thing. There's no good. Oh, they're gonna be by Teach and the Eibishter. They have only the Eibishter. That's the real Baba Tachim. When you have a peckle, then you become a real Baba Tachim. When you're weak, you realize you're weak. You realize you're not worth a penny. That's the Baal B'Tachon. When you're solid, I told you about this, the shed. This guy's a shed. It's a German make. It's called Stolzfuss. Stolzfuss, that's what it's called. And that's the German. Their workmanship is great. If a German makes it, oh, solid. Solid people. They're on time. They do everything the way you're supposed to, right? They're solid. And solid, well, look what became of them. When people, you lose the Eibishter when you're so solid. They're very brilliant too. They're very smart. You're very smart. That's a sakana. It's a sakana to be rich. It's like all these things. A big chachamim. It was all sakana for emuna. All right, it's fine. You can have everything if you do it right. Abba, these people became the cruelest people in mankind. They're so solid. Everything's so solid. Anyway, so when you're shaking up, you're making mistakes. and this is wrong. That's why our heroes are always making mistakes. Anyway, I'm going to tell you Meir de Gemaisa. I was once called to visit somebody who was sick. He had a very serious issue, and they asked me to visit him. Certain young man, he went to Gehenna 8 months earlier, and they called me. They came. The relatives came to me, visited me, machazedik me. He's never 8 months. He hasn't moved. He hasn't nothing. But he's out. He's getting out of the woods. But in the meantime, he's not mishtrek. He's very depressed. Say a good word, you'll change him around. So, I went to the house. It was on Yom Tov. Went to the house, and I knocked on the door, no answer. I knocked this door, that door, no answer. I went there again the next day, no answer, no answer. 2 days later, I meet the relative, no. I tell the relative, how's he doing? He says, I don't know. Were you able to get? No, I wasn't, but I know he's doing all right. He says, how do you know? Because I know. The next day, he says, I'll find out. He comes to me back the next day. The guy, for the first time in 8 months, the guy's driving, he's doing things, he's a new person. When did that happen? Just when I went to visit him. Within a day or two. It was a different matzah. And the guy kept calling me afterwards. The guy's getting better and better and better. What happened? I says, whenever I go to somebody, I don't go myself. I go as a shliach of Hashem. I always believe, Hashem, if I don't meet the guy, you'll do the job. I need to do it directly. You'll take care of him. I need to be the one that's doing it. And then I get he gets even better. The reports I got back is not pashut. You go to the Eibishter. Every move you make, you go to the Eibishter. You get... Yeah, Eibishter can do anything. I keep getting people call me up. Keseder. Family problems. Two girls are not behaving. Two girls are messing up the house. Two girls are chutzpah, whatever you want to call them. Teenage girls. And the parents call me up crying on the phone. I say, you know what you do with those girls? Say how great they are between each other. Every time they're doing something bad, say, oh, no. Rabbi Mandel said, just the opposite is going to happen. A few days later, I get a phone call. They're different girls. Well, how'd you do that? They're different girls. You don't talk to them. You don't talk to the girls. Talk to the Eibishter. Talk between each other. Oh, you see, they're getting better. When they're getting worse, say they're getting better. You want to know, where are you, this whole Adarabba business? I'm very into Adarabba. I live off it. Everything. Adarabba. But things are going terrible. You messed up. You did this. No. Just the opposite. You be in action. You'll be a happy life. You know, Rishlom of Shavitz from the Vardig, when they took him to Siberia, the eyewitnesses say his face was glowing. Siberia? People had nervous breakdowns as soon as they found out. Siberia was Gehenna. I heard from people, Gehenna. The weather and what they made them work, the conditions were ridiculous. By the way, one of the big, big Navardigas, I'll tell you who it was. He came to somebody in a dream, not to say, give him cover by telling stories about him. But he didn't come to me in a dream. So I don't know, can I say who it is? One of the big Navardigas. But I checked out the story. It's 1,000% true. In Siberia, you had to have two boiling hot glasses of water to exist. Or else you're dead. The morning you took a drink, at nighttime you took a drink. That kept you alive in Siberia. What did he do with his morning drink? He poured it all over his hand to put on his tefillin. Because his hand was an icicle. I can't put on tefillin on an icicle. So he put the boiling hot water all over his hand. That's it. That's fine. I don't have to drink it. You know, I think it was him, Taka. There was extra bread around. They wouldn't trust anybody because people, when someone's starving to death, he's irrational. He's going with sugar, but not him. Navardiga, he'll hold it. He won't take one extra piece. He don't care if he starves. It doesn't bother him. These malachim will be these Navardigas. Anyway, Yisrael Mav Shavitz was breaking, people had nervous breakdowns. That's what you do with the Kamaisa. This Bachar never started dancing with the KGB guy and singing Simchas Torah Negunim. He went out of his mind. Another guy, as soon as he found out he's going to Siberia, he started screaming all night, "I don't want to go to Siberia. Siberia! Kleinekite Siberia. Gehenna." And Reb Shlomo Shavitz, they tell him he's going to Siberia. He was beaming! He was beaming! There's pictures of him, always smiling. The man of Ruach HaKodesh, you know. This man, some shagets beat up a yeshiva guy, Makas Retzach, he could have killed him by mazel, nothing happened. And he said, "You see that shagets? Watch. Very soon he's going to get it, but good." And everybody watched. 2 weeks later, after he said that, the shagets fell into the, you know, on the trains, they pushed it. If you couldn't get on, they pushed you off. They were a little rough over there. So they pushed him off, and he landed on the tracks, and a minute later, that was the end of him. And that was where Rabbi Shaul had predicted it. Rabbi Shaul had a different mice, which I will not repeat. The best stories I can't say in public. I'm not going to repeat it, but it's night and there is. I'll tell you, I'll beat around the bush. I'll tell you this much. He got a report that can kill an elephant and make him traumatized for the rest of his life. Something, whatever. He read it, and eyewitnesses saw him smiling like he just won the lottery. And I heard such a story from Rabbi Yitzchak Kolansky when something gore-horrific happened. And the Levardigas got the news, they all started dancing. And the Alta saw that they were dancing, he joined them, and he danced along with them to show his askama.
Can we say what it was?
No, never. The Olam is not roy. You're not roy to hear this. But one thing I do want to tell you. When people are trained to the Adarabba mode, that's what happens. I'm going to tell you some other where the Adarabba comes from. The rest of us speak about it. In the Vardig, it was called the Adarabba, the Navardiga Adarabba. Rabbi Goldstein has a sefer. He brings down that concept. The Navardiga Adarabba. Just the opposite. Now, where do you get it from? I'll tell you. When you say halal, what are you going to say? You're going to say, first things, Evan Moasa Abayinim, I saw the rice pina. The stone that nobody, they can't even use it. That's the cornerstone. He's the best. Then there's another. That's the end of halal. And the beginning of halal, may Ashbois, Mikime me off a dough, you know, lift me up from the dust. May ashbais from a dung heap. Yarim evyon lechivim the divim. The diviyama, you're gonna be with the cream. Adarabba. That's two adarabbas. The third adarabba is, Ivseyatsur agamayim. A rock turns into flow of delicious water. That's three adarabbas right there in halal. So anybody says halal, if you really concentrate on halal, you cheer up, but good. Adarabba, adarabba, things are bad. Oh yes, you wait. I've had experiences. I have had experiences. Adarabba, boy did I have experiences. One after another. No, just the opposite. Sometimes they just test you. You gotta stick to your guns. No. I gotta learn a lot of musa. No, just the opposite. It's gonna be dafki yematzliach. Only good's coming from here. All I see is good. That's the way Yid has to think. If you're heavily involved in Kol Manda Overdrach, one of the top of it. Heard this Rabbi Zal Zangas and Shtak. He's a very Heilig Yid. He dominates in Beis Yosef. Maybe should help Beis Yosef to remain Beis Yosef. Amen. Same place, same everything. It's Kodesh Kadosh in those walls. It's not Shaykh. But who was there? Who dominated there? They Bali Ruach HaKodesh. A person who had Gila Yob. Was one of them. What are you talking? Well, who these people are? Weinkrantz, Malach Hashem Tzvokis. They worked on the Midas. You walked into Rav Weinkrantz's kitchen, you felt the Shekhinah. Everybody felt something's going on over here. They felt the Shekhinah. All the Enochlach will tell you, all the inner light that I took there, they felt the Shekhinah. I'll tell you one other place where I felt similar. by Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. I felt it. And there's one Sada Shava between these two people that I found out about. They did the opposite of what they wanted to do. Rabbi Weinkrenz, you say, you want to talk? Don't talk. You don't want to talk? Do talk. Now watch out, Rabbi Sain. Watch out. Don't jump. But whatever, you're working on me this all day, Hashem likes that. You do what you can.
Could that be mad for the lumbus of the other
one? The lumbus, how it works. The Abish is testing you to see a human being has the power to turn around his destiny and make a taiva. You say Gamzula taiva, says the Heilige Maharal. You have the power of turning the worst thing into the best thing. And says the Heilige Maharal, why is it would evolve Gamzula taiva instead of Gamzela taiva? Because evolve is a mahapech, it's an extreme. It's two opposite. Evolve could mean Vav, Aleph, Vav, spells out Vav. That equals 13. Now, 13 is the worst thing in the world. It means Yayin. It says Yayin 13 times by Noach. I believe that's what he says over there. And wine destroys it. Your head's not working. You're finished. You're messed up. That's what happened to Noach. It's the worst Chorban. And it's also Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim. The same letter goes two opposite directions. Numerical value is 13, which is, he makes a whole chesed in the Maharal, that 13 can mean the extreme in two directions. So it's up to the person to say Gamzula taiva. That's why it's above. Instead of, hey, Gamzu, you're going to take the worst thing in the story of Nachum is Gamzu. He went ahead and he took, Nachum is Gamzu took the, he took the dirt that they had, right? The Yinkip, everybody knows the story. He says, "I'll give it to the Kaiser." You're playing with a, you know what a Roman used to do? You know, in Venice, everybody knows Venice, there's a special torture chamber over there where they torture people. You know, the Romans are Azorium, what they used to do to people. These are Ace of Zanical. They're the worst. And you're going to the Caesar and you give him dirt. You serious? So they told the Nachamish Gamzu. He said, go give it to him. I'm not impressed. He said, Gamzu what?
Zoo is
Gematria
13.
Zoo is Gematria 13. Good. Beautiful. So he got just the opposite. They said Elio Novi disguised himself as one of the king's men. And the king was all wanted to explode. You bring me dirt to the Kaiser? And Nachamish Gamzu was sitting there. And he's smiling, yes, Gamzula Taibai, work with the Abishter. This will be Dafka good. The extreme opposite. That's the loss of the Maharal on Gamzula Taibai. Maharal Nasibas HaBetochen, I believe. He says
this.
Yeah. Go just the opposite. It's up to you. You have such power. The human being the Abishter gave now, that dirt was used to wipe out his enemies. They rewarded Nachamish Gamzu tremendously. Because Nachamish Gamzu said, I see only good. It's up to you. Hashem is waiting your reaction. You're going to be like everyone else, every balabas. Oh, you know what happened to me? What happened? Good things happen. You call it good, Hashem will show you good. It's nine they used to say. The person keeps saying it's a good, they'll show him what good is. Keep saying it's a bad, they'll show him what bad is. Say it's good no matter what. Always be positive. You get a mitzvah at the very least. You got a mitzvah of the Isaac and Betachim, a person that says Gamzul Teva all his life. This is Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. No, did he do well? Nachamish Gamzu. He's Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. By the way, the Jikiva or the Rupchitza. I think it's the same. I saw one of the Sfarim that Nachamish Gamzu was his own chiddush. He was extreme in that. The Abishth, Rabbi Kiva said, that's not the same Madrega. It's not as shtar. It means later you'll see good. Gamzula Toiva means the Etzim Ra is good. It's a shtar Madrega. And he was zeichu to it by himself. And I was told by my Rabbein, you could be Machadish yourself in Emunah Betachon. Everybody's got his own world of Emunah Betachon. You keep working on it. Dig is to work on Emunah Betachon. Spend your life working on that sugya, it pays off. You'll have a different life. It'll give you a menuchas ha-nefesh. Nobody, you can do the worst aveira, and the biggest mitzvah will come out of that. What does David HaMelech do with Bathsheba? What an embarrassing story. Well, the future of Klal Yisrael? What's wrong with Michal Bashol to be the mother of a tzaddikus who wore tefillin, and he rightfully married her because he killed 100 plishtim and he got 100 olas of the plishtim and he was, and then what's wrong with tzaddikus who wore tefillin, Shaul's daughter, a princess, and then who else did he have? Yadonavia. What was her name? Abigail. One of the most beautiful women that ever lived. Abigail, beautiful means. And Ruchnius and every whatever. She had the son. Her son was Daniel. Who was Daniel? His name was Kilov, too, because he looked just like David. It was, oh, whatever it is. He was a masbin otim. You know what Daniel did for David? Daniel, David HaMelech used to sit and learn. Don't think he did so well. What are you talking about? David HaMelech was a genelim. True. But when Ish-Boshes got together with him, Ish-Boshes was Mavayish David Batayra, Ish-Boshes. And David said, halacha's like this, Ish-Boshes gets up. No, sir, David, you're wrong. And David had a hard life. He came into the base advantage, he's always wrong. Until he had a son. Abigail, the tzaddikus Gemurah, there was no one like her. She saved him from Gehenna. He wanted to kill her husband, Nabal, who was in Russia. He wanted to kill him. She says, you can't do that. You're not really the king yet. If he would have done it, he would have been finished. If we would have killed him. Because he was married by Malchus against David. David didn't like the way he spoke to him. So he wanted to kill him. Abigail said, don't you dare do that. She saved him. And then later he married her. And Abigail, even the Chazal say that a melech can't be marba noshim, even if she's a tzaddikus like Abigail. She's the epitome, the spitz of tzaddikus. Abigail, he's just noble. Wow. No one like her. How about her son? You know what he did for her, for David? As soon as he grew up, he harvested and learning. Pashtetach, Abigail's son is going to be David and Abigail. What a shidduch. And his son started harvesting and learning. A masbit. He was one of the, like what he was from Unza Eilam. I'm joking. All Jews are masbitim. But you know, he went to Brisk and he was one of the real, one of the best. Yeah, he harvested and learning, and he knew everything. He came, he said, what is that? Ish-Boshes, you're starting out with my tati, David? I'll put you in your place. It's a Gemara. And he did a job, and David's sitting there for the first time. His little bingala grows up. And he had a hard time with Ish-Boshes. Ish-Boshes was a lamdin. It was mavayish b'nei David b'tayda. For years this happened. Until little Daniel grew up. Abigail's son, and he said, okay, Ish-Boshes, now I'm going to put you in your place. And I'm going to defend, I'll prove my tati's right, and you're wrong. And he kept doing it. Why isn't he the melech? Make him the king. Look what he did. I love the Natsadik. Abigail's son, not Abigail's, not Michal's, and I'm sure all those other wives are Nashim Zinkanias. Who is the queen, mother, who's going to be the future of Malchus Bey? David Bathsheba. Who's Bathsheba? The Chait. Bathsheba, the lady that David saw on the roof, that decided she's very beautiful, blah, 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 and she was an anxious ish. We know it's not true. We know we don't understand. We know, wait, it's not Negev. But that's what you... Bathsheba, your boy is the next king. You're not embarrassed to do that, David HaMelech? You're not embarrassed? Because David was an Adarabah person. Adarabah, yes! That's Malchus Beis David. Shleimala, you're going to be the man. That's, you know, he has to come. David and Shleima. Shleima, what are you? Mishle, Sherashidim, Kehelis. Shleima! There's no one like Shleima. That's the future of Klal Yisrael. He's called Yedid Hashem, too. He had a nickname, am I right? Yedidya. Shleima's name? No. Yedid Hashem. Hashem, I hate. Hashem loves him. What? What's going on here? What kind of funny religion these Jewish people are? Interesting. He's the one that Hashem loves. The one, the chait boy, you know. Okay, we did tshuva, but still. How do you let this go by? By us Jews? Welcome, Shabbalik, tshuva, and then, hey, tzadik, you'll be murdering the chaylam lamai. Listen to this. Those Jewish people are interesting. But you gotta live with Musa. You gotta live with the Torah way of thinking. We don't have that unless you learn a lot of Musa. You gotta sit there and sit on it and sit on it and sit on it. Especially Navarik Musa, of course. I mean, you know, it's gotta be Navarik. You realize that. I mean, I don't go talking to geese. No. I'm just, you know, it's gotta be Navarik. It's fine. And there's an El Chayid from the Bina Mishpach, I believe, who called me up. And he said he loved my Israeli, sweetie. He loves my stuff. A Yerushalayim would sound like, you know, he loves my stuff. He says, your mom is me. I'm a fish. Well, your stuff, he listens to me day and night. You're my man. Mandel. Divas Demensch. This is Gewaldig. I love your stuff, Tushamayim. Only one thing I have to say. You keep saying Navarik. We also had that Mahalach. We also have it. Okay, so fine. Though you don't need that stemple, Navarik. Give another stemple. Whatever you want to call it. But, Amuna Betochen, I'm making fun of COVID. I once saw one of the Rebbes from that family. He came here to Beis Vega. Was he funny? He was sitting, he was making pratim without going to Navardag. You can do that. You don't have to be Navardag to make pratim. He was, boy, he was funny at the dish. He would start staring at, oh yeah, could you get me that pickle? Here's mamish like me. Oh, can I have that pickle, please? Here's mamish. He's one of us. There was another Rebbe that was known to do that. He said the caliber of his father, the one there from Williamsburg, they say his father was heavy into pratim. A lot of pratim is nothing new. But they do it. Master prat. Machrelas. Master prat, because you have to do it. People are scaring you too much. You make a prat. You know, the Navarik, when you're mitzumtam, you got to break through. If you're mitzumtam, break that fear. The Navarik is do like this. They're at a party or something, and they notice everyone's walking around like, scared of each other, they suddenly say, okay, I'm going to make a drosha. They crack the ice. They do that. Always, let's break through. Stop this. Break the ice. You know what reminds me of? With the boy and girl who weren't good at talking. The boy was quiet, super quiet. The girl was super quiet. So the shachan decided, let's get them together. Shal is what's going to go on with these two. How are they going to deal with, you know. So, let's try the first date. So the boy was sitting there for half an hour sweating. What are you supposed to say? So finally he says, do you have a brother? To the girl. The girl says, no. That she's very good at, you know, getting a conversation going. No. I think she's not good. So then he is, took him another half hour to think of the next brainstorm. He finally thinks, what can I say here? You know, you live. I used to be like that. No one believes me. Yes, my wife. I was mamish like that. Mamish, seriously. I was a Rachmanis. Do you like Lakshin? No. We're going nowhere. This is a lively conversation. Another half hour goes by. He sits like this, racking his brains. What do you do next? What do you say? What are you supposed to say? You know. Struggle of the shtick. I mean, then it, I'm gonna have to, this is shtick. Nobody talks. We don't talk around here. Anyway, finally, he gets an idea. If you had a brother, would he like Lakshin? So this guy's gotta get Elam Abba. No Lashon Hara from him. You know, he's one of the good people in Klais. You know, they say the Kotzke Rebbe said, "Lemetzasi leguf tayv mishtika." I never saw anything good coming out of shtika. Okay, easy. You got to know when to use this, when to use that. You know, we have to know. I go with that Kotzke, by the way, just in case anybody wants to get a smach to why I'm always talking. I got the Kotzke to back me up. I never found anything good for shtika. Anyway, I was told in Avadi, they believed in being edel at home, but outside, you're supposed to, if you're a mashbia, you're supposed to talk. That's the way it goes. So I'd like to be mekayim that. Anyway, So, Rabbi Yisai, some more stories. Boy, the latest story I had. I can't imagine what's going on underneath them. I'm getting them. I don't even believe it myself. But I keep saying, I'm a bomb like this. Never do I play myself down. I'm not that good. What kind of baloney? I'm even better. Never do I admit to a failure. What failure? Do it. I don't fail. Not me. You see, I want to tell you, in Hilchus working on Midas, if you're the type that loves to put yourself in the garbage can, you're supposed to go the extreme opposite. I'm gewaltig. There's no one like me in the world. You think you're worse than the whole world? Say you're better than the whole world. You'll steig. It's kedai. Put yourself up. So let me tell you my latest mythos. This is a true story. I don't believe, I lost the number already. I'm so shicker with all my mysim. Kimtarana baisai. Make yourself comfortable. Listen to this latest mythos, Rabbi Yisai. I just got the phone call 4 days ago. A lady tells me on the phone, Rabbi Mandel. Yes. There was a boy, 3-year-old kid, who had a stroke. I remember that. Just before Yom Tov, something like that. Had a stroke. And the kid's out. He's out. He can't digest. He can't move. He can't. He's got a stroke. 3-year-old kid. And now, yes, I gated him off a bicycle. And he's eating, drinking. The doctors are amazed. I says, what happened? Who did what? You did it, she tells me on the phone. What did I say? My mommies don't remember. I just talk positive. She said, you said he's going to pop out of that hospital 1, 2, 3. And that's exactly what happened. The doctors can't believe it. That's my latest mythos. How's that one? Not bad. What? So I believe only mypsim. I keep talking like this. The Abishtig and the Tati can do anything. Don't play the Abishtig. Can't do anything. Anything. Hako yako. Again, say it. Positive. No. Do you know how many negative thoughts are going on? You don't even know about them. They're going on. They're brain chattering you. Well, every one of us is loaded. Well, every time we daven, you sure it's going to work? You know? You keep going. Just work on it. That's all. Learn a lot of Musa and Batachin. Watch. And learn a lot of Musa of how great you are. I get a phone call. This guy is my Kintara, Machta Chaimish. His wife. He comes home. And his wife is Kanai Nahuda. She knows how to scream good. He got himself a winner. Very nice lady. As soon as he comes in, boom! She lets him out. I know a lot of guys, they just... I don't want to put the guy down. This happened about 10 years ago. The guy tells me his wife always puts him down. You know how many people have been told me this? I haven't spoken to the wife. I'm just curious what she has to say. Dad, I'm curious. I never say anything. Oh, yes. Never. Yeah, I'm on your side. Of course. I know what's good for me. I mean, how did you get messed up? Oh, never. Now, I want to wait to hear what she has to say. Rabbi Mandel, you want to know what's going on with this guy and me? I will find out an opposite story. You know how he... Anyway. But anyway, so what do I do? So the guy... Now, this particular guy, the wife, is a lot of guys like this, where the guy, the lady, is overqualified. You know what it says in the Ramah on Pesach? It's the only Ramah, his wife, these ladies know that Ramah. Noshim Shuvay Shalonu, what's halacha with Haseba? A lady's allowed to do Haseba in front of her husband. Normally she shouldn't. She has to be Machnia, right? You don't do your lean back in front of your husband? Where's Derech Eretz? You're the wife, you're the... But not, says the Ramah, not our ladies. Our Chashuvah ladies do Haseba in front of the husband. So that seems to be circulating a lot. That Ramah. A lot of ladies, I don't know if they know anything, but that Ramah they know. I didn't mean it. All the ladies, please don't shut me off. I didn't mean it. Wait. I was just joking. All the ladies are good people. Anyway. I always held a lot from my wife. She was zusha to me. She must be very zusha. Anyway. That's a great, I'm joking. Please don't be sensitive. Ladies, don't be sensitive. Soon I'll make fun of the men. We'll even it out. We'll tell you how crazy the men are. Don't worry. They're even worse than you guys. Okay, good? That's good? Okay, we'll stay with that. No. Anyway, no, the men are lucky to marry such a lady. Ah, what did you do? I do this all the time. I just ask your wife. Rabbi Mendel wants to know. How would she say it to you? I do that a lot. Anyway. But get to... So, this guy has happened a lot of times in my career. A lot. It's not always the wife. It could be the kid. I had a guy where the kid was the problem. Anyway, here's the matzav. He comes home, and the wife puts him in his place, and he believes her yet. Oh, no. You're not supposed to believe what she says. You believe? You're good for nothing. You rat. You're not a good husband. You're not a good this. And this guy's a tzaddik gomer. And she, inside, my wife said about me, you know, that's Teres Lakshmi Sinai. That's Nasham Shiva is talking. She doesn't hold for me. It's over. You know what I told the guy? He had Jenna Machla. And I told him, tell me, who's shepherding you in your life? It didn't take him long to tell me who. It's my own dear wife. Oh. And what does she do exactly? He comes home, and he spent an hour. She lets him have it regularly. She is very kavua. She knows how to keep a seder. She ranks him out a full hour daily dosage of criticism. He told us today, young guy, I don't know his wife from Adam. And he gave me a whole reason because his wife is never from this. Never. She, when she was younger, they did this, so she got messed up, and now she's messing me up. She is, well, you got it all figured out. You know, in Nevadic, they don't go with that stuff. They say, you got an assignment with God. Don't tell me. Stop being upset. That's all. Don't give me reasons she's me and she's none of that stuff. Work on Kass. The Vardigas are not complicated. You got an assignment of Kass. And before your wife came along, it was your sister, remember? Or it was your brother, or this, or this. Right, now it's the wife. Or maybe the wife is bringing out the good part of you. And the guys, a lot of these guys, unfortunately, they believe this guy had Yana Machla. And I told them, learn a safer on how great the Janus is for half hour a day. 2 weeks later, no more Yana Machla. A little new matzav. He got sick from his aggravation that his wife was... Okay, anyway, so I told the guy once, a long time ago, I told him, you look at your wife like an elephant and yourself like an ant. That's no good. You can't do that. You have to reverse. Your wife is the ant and you're the elephant. You turn your wife into a bear. And you turn your inferiority. I know a young man once told me he was hoping when he'd get married, his wife will build him up. Because back home, they used to knock him down. Kiptaran. Kiptaran Matzachaymish. All the shuvim are coming. So anyway, so I told the guy that you have to turn yourself into an elephant and your wife into a mouse. Why are you better than her? I want 100 reasons. Put her down, but she's this, it's baloney. She has a good head, big fields, nothing. Play down anything good about her, play down. If she had an easy life, doesn't mean anything. It's just she's really not good, she's really bad, but I'm really, yes, good. Exact, blow yourself up, put her down. You know, any ladies listening, you should see all these men smiling. You should see them. Oh, if you would see them, you'll never listen to me again. The men love this. Anyway. Yeah, we'll get to the ladies. Don't have patience. Ladies, I'll say nice words to you. The men love this, the way I'm talking. Anyway. Right? You're right. I'm getting there. We're getting it to Bisla. Ladies, have patience. I know he's afraid. Have patience. Don't worry. There are ladies out there that really think they're zeros, minus. Way too much. Sometimes it's good. You get on a plane on the Far East. I was on a plane in Pakistan Airways. You got to see the relationship between the stewards and the stewardesses. The stewardess is a doormat, just the way they talk. And the stewards, he's the man. I'm a man. You're who are you? Oh, a woman. Get lost. What's a lady? That's the way they are over there. You speak, I was a taxi driver more than once. The guys that come from that are American lady? I would never marry an American lady. She thinks she owns me. owns the best ladies. I have a Pakistani lady. She is my doormat. I step on her. I don't know if it's that bad. But they really, they have no, it's on the gay end. You know Arabs, by the way. You know the way Arabs get divorced? They don't have to write a get. They don't have a get makusha to hold the guy back a little bit. You know what a get makusha is? He's a kayin who can't hold his temper. So, okay, we'll let you divorce. Just take your time a little bit. Now, sew it. No, what's a get makusha? It's fair. By the time you're finished, you're finished. There's no more get. We hope. But by Arabs? He says one word, you're out. Oh, I decided, boom. What's Acher is Noemeno? You got Shena, the old Pascal Grammy Akiva. What's Acher is Noemeno? You got Shena. They're very, it's a joke. I once heard from Remington Canaris, they're like chattel. You know what that means? They're like, you know, I have a horse, I have a wife, I have a donkey. A wife, what's you? You don't count. It's extreme, it's crazy. Okay, now. So there are women that are way too much. The man thinks he owns the world. I'm not looking at the ladies, but I know exactly what they look like. They're all smiling. I know exactly. All the ladies are smiling their heads off. The men think they own the world. And we're number shmatis. I'm a rig. What is he? I'm a shifcha. I heard this once from Rav Halpern. He once said, what do you think your wife is, a maid? He and the Vardigs, they didn't like that stuff. You have to treat your wife with respect, no chachmas. And but sometimes it's extreme. It's very extreme. The woman says, whatever the husband says, yes, my husband said. The husband thinks you're not worth a penny, and she believes him. She needs the opposite treatment, even though a woman is supposed to be machmir to her husband. But sometimes it's an extreme. And make sure, it's not always so extreme. Don't jump. Well, I don't want all the ladies. I'm going to kill the Shalom Bayis around here. The ladies all, you know, Mandel said, check it out with your rub, what he thinks the situation is before you come to conclusions. But you may have to play down that monster in your life that's putting you into the garbage can. If you're extreme and you're getting depressed and you're not worth a penny and it's not a relationship, you got to do it like I'm telling the men. That's it. Anyway.
How do you know when to do that?
And I'm not getting involved. I don't get involved.
Did you ever say two different mahalach?
It depends.
And blow yourself up.
Yeah, they're both. When you learn a sefer on bezyanus, you are blowing yourself up because you don't care what people think of you. In fact, Nevardig is the best way to get self-esteem. I made my studies of Nevardig and Slabutka. Here comes surprise, surprise. Even though I love Slabutka. You want self-esteem? You go to Nevardig. What? Yes. I knew a lot of G'dayli Yisrael from Slabutka. They were, would you believe it? It's not a chassar, but lopped after they all had such self-esteem. And Nevardig, I don't know how many didn't have self-esteem. I'll tell you why. There were plenty good in both of them. But there, I have seen Nevardigas be super self. Why? You could do one of two things. You could say you're a great person. Listen to me. Nevardig and Slabutka, don't think I'm an authority that could tell you exactly what's going on. I will not. Just what I understood, what I gathered from the people I was mishamish, I heard from Slabutka more adugish on knowing your mila. That I heard clearly more than once. Big time. In Nevardig, the vote was not knowing your mila. The vote was doing a prat that fafs un, and you don't care the people's reaction. So there is a tremendous godless in the Nevardig Amal. You don't have to feel better or worse. You just don't care what this guy thinks, because you're always going to do things in front of him, and you don't care if they love you or hate you. That makes you very, 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 very solid without having self-esteem. You got it. But I believe for Awadar, use everything you can. Use them both. And kula hai vulai. Anyway, so let's get back. Where were we up to? Where were we up to? No, nobody said. Yeah, so here goes. So what happens when the guy stops worshiping his wife, Some people that hold. Now, first of all, I want to tell you something very, very, very important. You're allowed to have a mismatch. You're allowed to have a lady that she's smarter than you and better than you. Rav Scheinberg once told me, it's good to have a smart wife. They used to say a lot of girls, his wife is sharper than him. What's wrong? She's a lot. What's wrong? I have to feel that my wife is much smarter than I am. Let's say. What's wrong with that? So what? It's going to kill you? I don't see anything wrong with continuing in a situation that's not ideal. Oh, well, they don't really have. How's this marriage going to work? Are they going to talk to each other or not? Now, okay, people with teva do that. And maybe you should, all the shots on him. But Reb Geshen didn't do that. Reb Geshen lined up 100 men over there, 100 seminary girls over there. Okay, you marry this one, you marry that one, you marry that. And I remember the guy telling me, I don't know how my father and mother ever got to how it worked, but it's working. Because you have the Amish that, there's the craziest marriages that live till 120. And everything's wrong, and she yells, or he yells, and it's fine. You don't have to make life complicated. Keep on going. It's fine. However, sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes people are getting hurt. And that's where I come in. And that's why one person may have to decide either with his wife or his teenager. I would say 5-year-old kids are much worse than wives. They're by far. The wife is a nothing. The wife you can deal with. This 5-year-old, she is. You better be nice to him because he has cute cheeks. You know, be nice to him. So you can get scared of him. And you can look at big and little kids like they're balloons, like they're, and you have to put them in their place. I say this to people, Keseda, I tell people, you're a kid? Yes, a Rosh Yeshiva. You know who you are? A Masvid, a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah. You know who this kid is? He can barely make a bracha in his presence. And you care what he thinks, what he says. People sometimes need to hear that. You have to put people in the right place. You do that long enough, you're going to change the whole. Now, here comes the story. The story is a gold mine. Happened to me. I was on the plane years ago. And, you know, I'm not such a, whatever. I'm a big ball guy, Vinick. And that doesn't pass for me. There's some, I don't want to say what, sitting to my left. And I'm in the aisle seat, and there's a guy on the window seat, and between us there's nothing. And to my left is, I don't want to say what. And I was uncomfortable. And I started speaking to the flight attendants, you know, can you help me out? I don't like this. Well, they were tough on me, they didn't listen to me, nothing. So the kids are fine there, went over to the guy next to me, would you mind if I sat over here? I want to get a little bit away from, you know, be close over here. Yes, I do mind. And a few minutes later, I would very much like to. No, it's not. Stay where you are. I'm stuck over here. And he says, what are you doing here? You're Mr. Nobody over here. So I made a decision right then and there. I own this plane. I didn't say it. I didn't verbalize it. I am boss of this airplane. Who are these schnooks? This Shagetz over here. And this the flighter. Who's he? A nutcase. What are they compared to me? I'm the guy here with my Gemara. I'm a Yid. No. That's me. I just made that decision. By the way, while I was thinking of the plane, I was thinking of home too. I included my, and at home I'm also a boss. I'm the guy, the boss at home, boss in school, boss, I'm the bear. You know who I am? That's all I did, I promise you. As soon as I didn't open my mouth. Suddenly the flight attendant comes flying to me like he's my Evid. Oh, can we help you, sir? Yes. Oh, you are? You sure? You can sit right here. Yes. Oh, we'll get you a man. You don't want to sit next to. We'll get you a man sitting right here. We'll fit you. And the guy next to me didn't like it. Suddenly he likes it. Suddenly he said, oh, you can use the handrest too, which he didn't want. So everyone's melting. All I did was decide, I'm boss around here. And everybody melted. Do you hear what's going on? What you think, you don't have to say anything. What you think has such a power, exercise that. Say it all day long and never tell yourself, I'm a Nebuch. Don't do that. I'm on the ball. I'm always lying, by the way. I am a pathological liar. My wife knows I come home. I'm doing great. I'm a great guy. A guy, if I come in, I tell my wife, you know, I love that guy. Halavai. You know, why'd you say that? You know, oh, I love him. I don't know what it is. I just love that guy. You know, it might be true. It might be his hair's an avadiga working on himself. The guy that you can't stand, you met them all, you love him. You know, you have to do that. Anyway. So what you are thinking has such a power. Don't admit, even if you don't feel anything, you don't want to tell you, I'm learning Musa. I have my notes. I saw twice where I spent a whole hour harping on the Pachim. I believe this will happen. I believe it happened. And I wrote at the end, I felt zero. Harvard my head off to Betochen, and nothing happened. I don't feel anything. The next day, suddenly, I just opened the Moshe Sefer, and suddenly I feel a lot of Betochen. That's the answer. It happened to me twice that I just recently, I just wanted me to see that. They're seeds. Whatever you're doing when you're learning in Yoni Betochen, it's a seed. You don't have to feel anything. Just work on it. And Betochen, say it. You don't believe it, so don't believe it. Say it. You know what I say? Hergish. You have a hergish? You'll sit tight again. Have a hergish. Need a hergish for everything? So I don't feel it. I'll feel it tomorrow. And even if I don't, I had a lot of Yeshuas without feeling anything. Malam Musa. That's the best. I had a murder gemaisa with Musa. I told you, Rabbi Isaac, I mentioned that I speak of learning with guys before I write my Betochen weekly. And I like to go to the biggest guns I can find. Listen, I'm in Lakewood. You don't mess around. I'm hearing reports on Ashir from day one. I've seen, people have told me, you know why I see going through your Talking Weekly cover to cover? This massive Talmud Chacham who knows critical and he loves it. I hear this Keseda because I don't play games. Lakewood, yes, start up. So before I write it, I have people Chavedim. In fact, just now I told the world my stuff to a person who was known to be the second best bacher in Baltimore from way, way back. I always go to him. He's a big tzaddik. And he's a big lamda. And if he says it's good, I know it. He's got shas. You know, when you speak of learning, I used to speak a lot. I would go to famous names for my betachim stuff. I got a lot of self-esteem from that. I'm confident because I see already where I'm holding. But I like to speak of learning. And there's a certain person who is a super lamben and a super masmin. He puts everyone to shame. He's real. But he's also very kanai nahara. So lets you know what he thinks of you. Now, I prefer that, those guys. There's a lot of people I know that may bother them. I never go to them because I know as soon as I tell them I bought, ooh, it's givaldi. No, I don't want that stuff. You know, Rabbi Eichner Resh Lakish, I'm Rabbi Eichner. I like Resh Lakish to tell me how nasty my vote is. So then we'll work at it. You know, otherwise, I don't know where I'm standing. So I like to hear some criticism. So there's a certain guy who's very good at putting me in my place. You ever hear the Beis Medrash? They're screaming all over it's probably him. He's Shakal Keneged Kulam. He's mean. He's mean to put you in your place, but good. Now, Punk that day that I was going to speak, when I see him, I go to him. Punk that day, I was looking for a sefer, and somebody says, oh man, I was looking for a sefer. You want my Dragas other probably, no? And he gives it to me. I wasn't Lav Dafka. Sometimes I learn Gemara too. I'm not always a Musa. You know, but hey, man, take him, my Dragas other. And I think the guy either has Ruch HaKedah, or the Eberster gave me what I needed. Sure enough, boy, did I need it. I spoke to Leonard with this guy, and he wiped the floor with me. He screamed at me like it was a little too much. And I must have confessed, I was also a little bit too much. I wasn't Shemich Apostle Ben Meshivan, not me. And I love him, Ben Melvin, no. And I love him, the oven. I let him have it. Ooh, You don't know what you're talking about. I screamed my head off at him. And he was screaming at me, and I felt, it rarely happens that I'm so hot. It could happen with him. Oh yes. He's a good candidate that you feel, oh, this isn't Popol Chaverim anymore. This is like, let's make sure there's no good coverage there, is there? You know, we're missing head is, it was really too much. And I was flustered. And I couldn't continue with him. And luckily my Vazergis Adam was right there. You don't know what it did to me. I can't describe to you. Just looking at his words, the way he's always working on me, this, with a niggin, I started saying, yeah, I'll tell you some good stuff you could say if you want to, just this pasuk. Or you can say, whatever it is, whatever turns you on. And then, out of shape, Madrigas on them is packed with breaking me this. I just hummed it along, and all my anger disappeared. I was in a different world. I'm not into this stupidity. I'm right, you're right. He's like, hey. I have no cup for it. And Musa Bespilus did such a job on me. Just a few times. I was trying to learn Baita because I wasn't going to talk to him anymore. But I have to concentrate on my learning. I can't concentrate on every minute. I'm like fuming. A few times I did it. It was a Gan Eden. And in the end, what I end up doing? I walk out of Beis Medrash. And I see him, he gives me $1 million smile. I give him $1 million as if nothing happened. Everything was fine. It felt like $1 million. Nobody said anything. We're both out of hand, a little out of control. Rachmanis on our wives, they have to live with us. We can be like that. Anyway. But Musa Bespilus is such a dream. It calms you down. Tell you, you know what you can do? You go in the street and sometimes there's things that maybe you shouldn't see over there. And you say, Velaisa Suru. With a niggin! Just a few times, boom, it turns in the garbage. Or you go and, when I'm in a crowd, and I'm petrified. So, one of my favorites, this is when I really need emergency treatment. That is so powerful, you curse! You're betaying some people, you're worried what they think of you. It's a curse. Don't curse yourself. So I use that a lot sometimes. It's mamish gebaldik. I think I got another 2 minutes. I have my hour, and that was good. We'll finish off. Rabbi Shai, I want to give everybody a buah. Banish our big Yeshuas. Give me a bracha. My mitzvahs should skyrocket. They're calling me up from all over. I have one of the hottest cases. You can't imagine the cases. They call me. I have situations I never, never give up. I'm very adorable oriented. No. Well, look at this, a kid with a stroke. A 3-year-old kid who was left for dead. Like he's dead for his life. He's, whatever he's worth, a vegetable. Out of the hospital, 1, 2, 3, I scream. And I believe that when I scream, I believe things are happening as I scream. You can do the same thing. Scream like, you know, I got this from, there's a Rebbe in Europe. His name is the Ratzfurt the Rebbe. And everybody knew that when he gave you a bracha, it was going to work. A Hungarian. He was one of the biggest Rebbes in Hungary. And he gave you a bracha. It wasn't possible. And if he said it loud, he once told a woman, you're going to survive this war. And he screamed loud. And she and a 4-kid, she survived. She and her husband, she was engaged, something, whatever. They both survived with Nisim Gluyim, because the Ratzfurt, the Rebbe, said it Bekol Ram. When he said it Bekol Ram, ooh. So I'm very into that. Right, he said it loud. That means something's gonna happen. So I believe, raise your voice. Rabbi Shai, everybody's having all the Shidduchim. 1, 2, 3, Shalom, and Simcha, and we'll have Yeshua's niflois. Everybody in my Olam has to be a Rebbe, Mr. Shem. My Olam, the old Rebbe's, right? Mr. Shem will be fit luck to you guys. And we're all going into business. I don't mind competition. It's all the same Eivishter. I don't mind. It's fine. What's up there? We have plenty of Bali Magdas here already. You should have more of my Magdasim. And then give me a bracha that my jokes should improve. Working hard to get better jokes. Give a bracha. Please, David, for the Rebbe's jokes. That's a big, very important thing in my life. The Rebbe's jokes should be more mukubal. Should be say the right jokes. Zayich zayin to the gula shalem abekarin. A real Navartigas. They made a beautiful kail. It closed and they start opening up again. They're not in a spoil. That's the real thing. Ramosha Hirschberg, Rabbi Odman, these are.
And we closed it.
They closed it. They put a lock on the door. They said, don't you come into this place. The ultimate Navartig once said, if you can't close, he once made a special trip all night to put a lock on the door of one of his yeshivas. I hold it has to close. The Tashtots. But now they're opening it.